Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Shabbat Shalom. We are back. Yes, I thank the Most High that we are back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel, another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Thanking the Most High. Yes, thanking the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I welcome you to the show. Well, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I have for Him some very important, I said very important things for Him to do. He said, because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, since the dawn of human fall. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is taking these things into consideration, I dare to tell you. In fact, I dare to speak what others would not. all that is necessary for a man to lose his soul, or for a man not to gain his soul, is for him not to attain the victory that is only in rediscovery of all that truth that a whole world in its schemes to uphold its own agendas would hide. The victory, my brothers and sisters, the victory, since the word of Yah is from the beginning, since the light of life and hope is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is the victory is in the rediscovery of all truth. I said the rediscovery of all truth, that all the nations, all the varied fallen statuses of man has sought to hide since the dawn of human fall. Man must recover what the Most High declared from the very beginning as an eternal foundation. I said man must recover. I said he must recover. He must remember. He must become mindful concerning all those things, my brothers and sisters, that are our obligation as a people of light to remember. Let us consider. There's so much that needs to be spoken about tonight. Got a lot of things to talk about. I pray that the Most High allows the opportunity to get through so much of this. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, there's much that is necessary for the healing of our people. But I'd like to begin in relating to you a few words that are in the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Acts, that relate what is our obligation as the people of light. Deuteronomy 29:29 says these words, the secret things belong. How about they are an obligation? Our obligation unto the Most High, who is our Elohim. The conscience, my brothers and sisters, as we say, we praise, we seek, we love, that we accept as a counselor, even my brothers and sisters, reveal beyond ourselves what is the word of completion and purity that declares the one choice, even peace, even healing, beyond the multitude of debates that we presently see. When the scriptures say such things as faith comes by hearing and hearing by a word from the Most High, let us understand that since not all have preached the gospel, the pure, perfect word from above, let us understand that since most only preach a word after the agendas and the orientations of men, I did not say the truth of all that is necessary unto the attainment of the kingdom of Yah. Since men have taught, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of partialized standards, faith, my brothers and sisters, indeed is beyond a world of debates. Faith beyond the partial standards of men. Faith unto a word that gives us access, a word that is related in access to the remembrance of all things. Faith, my brothers and sisters, knowing that there's a solution beyond all error, beyond all the controversies of men. Knowing that salvation, being brought to a place of peace and healing, true unto the Most High, is not after the diverse works of men. Faith, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the double-minded controversies of men, under salvation from all those who hide the truth from us, is not of men, my brothers and sisters, it is a gift from Yah. So when we read the scripture, it says the secret things belong to the Most High. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the secret things the Most High holds, that he holds to himself. And they belong to him till the time when he sees fit to reveal. But those things which he has revealed, those things which he's given to us as a people, belong to us. How about they are an obligation that we must all remember, that we must keep, that we must preserve them? They are an obligation to us. When he said these things, he said an obligation to all those who were at that time and to all that would be counted the children of Israel forever, that we may do, that we may keep, and we may preserve, that we may guard. How about be true to? How about remember all the words of this law, this covenant? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There is no covenant I said there is no covenant, my brothers and sisters, where men so often, when introduced or challenged, they would say challenged by ideals, thoughts, considerations, the Most High declared. When men refuse to give consideration to all things, so many perspectives that are not within the constraints of the boxes that men created. When men choose to debate, not giving consideration to all things, my brothers and sisters, all efforts and debates are fruitless. In fact, all such debates are not faith, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture says, by faith are we saved, it means by faith, trusting that Yah has answers that give solution beyond all our error, beyond all our indiscriminate ideas. When you say, by faith are you saved, it means by trust in His counsel, we have an opportunity to be made whole, to be healed, to come to agreement. Messiah said, whenever two or more of you are gathered in my name, I did not say according to their own agendas. I didn't say according to your own agendas. He said, whenever two or more of you are gathered in my name, seeking him for the capacity to reason together with him. I didn't say every man considering or every people taking counsel together among themselves, none exalting him. He said, if we come together to reason together, seeking him, even the truth of him, which men have not considered, says, then shall every man, one scripture says in Corinthians 4th chapter, when men consider all things, even the hidden things, the precious truths that the world sought to hide, the institutions of darkness have sought to hide. Then shall every man know to praise Yah. Did you not hear me, my brothers and sisters? As long as men believe there is nothing to be perceived beyond the constraints of men's controversy, all that remains is controversy. Messiah said the righteous must see that your contentious rulers in their partial perspectives, and the multitude of their debates, refusing to consider all things. He said, else you shall not enter the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of Yah, kingdom of life and peace. Scripture says, Messiah, him who by the Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. Him who brings the healing of an exceeding word, comes for the express purpose, my brothers and sisters, that men might reason, give consideration concerning all that he has spoken. And he says, if we hearken to this, giving full consideration to his words, he said, though our sins, though we be divided as a people, murderous against one another, and our partialities and misallegiances, though our sins be like scarlet, should be purged, should be one. Even my brothers and sisters, made pure like the pure wool. People without pollution, people beyond injustice and inequity, having none to destabilize us. People that speak no lies, not dissuaded by any false doctrine. Look at Zephaniah 3:13, remnant of Israel. Well, speak no lies, do no iniquity. There should be none to harm. Well, think about these scriptures, my brothers and sisters. Say, scripture says that we will reason together. We should transcend the iniquity of being a people, reprobate, divided, in conjunction our thinking, forgetful, therefore unstable. But he said, if we refuse to consider all things, so many refusing to even admit that forgetfulness is a sin, we are commanded to remember. Holy Spirit brings all things to remember. So by what spirit is it that we forget and don't see the interconnectivity of a holy word? You need to pray, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High grants us to recognize the importance and the magnitude of His Word, height, depth, and breadth of it, and all its implications, that nothing be lost, and that every word we are given has a place upon which to be firmly established. We must remember the foundation. He said, but if we do not hearken and rebel, he said, we'll be delivered to the sword, cut off from the mouth of the Most High has spoken. How about promised it? Same word. We must remember that our hope for existence exists in being true, proving ourselves worthy even to be disciples of Him, because every single living soul is at the mercy of the Most High toward the realization of what is necessary to become a partaker in a covenant. A covenant, my brothers and sisters, that demands, as the scripture says in Isaiah 40 and 20, looking in the Aramaic, says when He blots out the sins of the people, the iniquities of the people, the divisions, the foolish misallegiances of the people, whereby the people of Yah have been under a multitude of controversial misallegiances, contentious one against another, because of the misrule of men. It says, my brothers and sisters, when He comes to blot out the sins of the people, redeem His people from the multitude of contentious differences taught after the debates of man, having worshipped after the ways of other gods, fallen standards, not true to all the Most High declared. When He comes to prove foolish the wisdom, the supposed wisdom of those that men have called wise, that He Himself might be exalted. And the world recognizes who indeed the Most High declared as a shepherd, Him unto whom the gathering of the people shall be, gathering the flock of Zion shall be, Him who shall establish a kingdom of peace, even Jerusalem, upon a firm foundation, a city of peace upon a firm foundation. When that one comes, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, all prophecy relates that whoever will not hearken to Him should be cut off from among the people. It is commanded, therefore, that we must remember, be considerate of all things. And the Most High declares that unto the establishment of His kingdom, He says, what, O Israel, from henceforth, forget me not. In other words, it is man's lack of consideration of that, those things the Most High declares that has left men vulnerable to all manner of contention. All manner of double-minded. Bondage to those who would keep men in darkness. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, there's so much more to see. And if we have faith, knowing that Yah has a solution beyond all error, we have faith that He is one. We know that we see contentions among us. We judge ourselves wise before the time if we do not see beyond the multitude of our debates. Faith, my brothers and sisters, is not a trust in the varied controversies of man, the partial standards after which men choose to maintain the authority over men. Faith must be in a word from the Most High, since the rulers have declared their own agendas after a divided, therefore reprobate, in conjunct thinking world. That's the definition of what it talks about when it says worldliness. It is to be of a reprobate mind. A mind not disciplined after the way of the Holy Kingdom, but still trusting in the diverse controversies of man. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us that the time will come when the covenant will be restored, the Messiah as intercessor, where the Most High had seen none, as healer, where the Most High had seen none. In Isaiah 4:59, it speaks about this. When Messiah comes as preacher of the gospel of the kingdom, the holy kingdom of Yah, the oneness of the kingdom of Yah, when the Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw none righteous, no righteous one, no not one, when Most High reveals his righteous one, that one whom he said in Isaiah 50. He spoke up saying, morning by morning, that the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I should know how to declare a word to the weary. And I've not turned back the rebellious way. The one whom he said that he would call forth. According to Isaiah 49, saying, listen to me, O you isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. There's no peace to those who will not seek the fullness of this law. Most High has called me by my name, even called me by his name, from the body of my mother. To what? To show forth what again, what is divine glory. May your mouth like a sharp two-edged sword that considers all things, discern who will and who will not serve Yah, true to all that he is. The one that he called forth to bring Israel back to him from all the partialities that are the darkness of the nations. To make his people indeed, my brothers and sisters, a people of light. A people, my brothers and sisters, who consider all things, because light does not deny light. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who seeing the greater light, will come out from the darkness to follow him who is called Shiloh, who proved the darkness to folly. Of all worldly institutionality that is unjustly sought to suppress the truth. We have you to consider what the scriptures mean then when Ephesians says, salvation is not of works, as any man should boast, not of the conceits of men, not of the conversation of men. He said, the wrath of Yah is upon all those who unjustly suppress the truth. What does it mean then when the scripture says, the wrath of Yah is upon the children of disobedience? How about those who will not hear the fullness of the truth? Wherefore obey relates also here. It also means declare, those who will not declare, whose testimony will not be true to all the Most High declares. He said, the wrath of Yah is upon the children of disobedience. Should we not then consider the faith unto the remembrance of all that Yah has foreordained unto a good work, a whole work, acceptable unto Yah, is a gift from him. And without that which is required to be made whole, true to all of the covenant that the Most High has given promise, the promise of the covenant that makes Israel a commonwealth, or an expectation of Israel being made a commonwealth of nation, holy unto Yah again. To be without this, the scripture says, man is without hope, without Yah in the world, Ephesians 2, 8 to 12. So let us understand what the scriptures mean when it says that the secret things belong unto the Most High, those things which he has revealed, are an obligation to us, yes, even us today, who are the children of those who receive those words, even forever. It's the reason why the scripture says, henceforth, O Israel, the day that he blots out the sins of his people. He says, from henceforth, forget me not. He says, when he comes forth, when the Most High brings forth one whom Yah can count as intercessor, who petitions Yah for the completion, full manifestation of all that is his will, perform all that is divine pleasure, put upon himself the whole armor of Yah, and to declare those who are adversaries, who stand against the fruition of all divine will. Scripture says, when he comes to deliver his people Israel, turning them aside from all transgression, all those who keep them in bondage to partial perspective, incomplete perspective. Scripture says, when that one comes, that all may know from the west to the rising of the sun, east to west, west to east, that there's none else but the one Yah, to give him glory. Scripture says, this one will bring it forth, that it shall be, that his holy covenant shall not depart from your mouths, nor the mouths of your children, henceforth, even forever. That is the obligation of an Israelite. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, there is a very precious, magnificent truth, very important truth, that quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, scriptures declare and in the latter day must be remembered. Should men choose to continually forget, remain unmindful concerning these truths, simply because men must awaken to discern that without these truths, they were not true to the soul of Israel? Should men choose to redefine what the Most High calls his people Israel, simply because they have not been true to the fullness of the command? Now, brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that Psalms 2 speaks about that scheme that has very much so encumbered all the nations. Scripture says, ask the question, why do the nations rage and the peoples imagine vain things? In other words, can never accomplish peace, can never be brought to solution. It says, because they're kings of the earth, the rulers, the kings, priests, rabbis, elders, and there are a multitude of differences, all pulling their own agendas, have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. My brothers and sisters, all the debate in the world of all choose not to give consideration of all things. My brothers and sisters, results only in vanity, because never in the midst of such dissension, such denial, such hatred against the truth, is there the hope of solution in agreement with the Most High. So men say, they call upon the name of the Most High, never seeking the greater truth from him or being willing to receive the truth beyond the various boxes men declared. Shall grant him favor? Oh, my brothers and sisters, this very night I could tell you that I sought to relate a few things to a people who call themselves filled with words of debate. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that since the dawn of human fall, there are truths that man has chosen to ignore. And so often, as I said before, when these truths are related, since most have already obligated themselves either not to speak of these things or certainly not to speak, I hope you hear me, with reference to those things in Scripture that they have commonly allied themselves not to speak of. Did you hear me? When men who call themselves debaters seeking to win debate are challenged with the word that they have left not to include, the end result, my brothers and sisters, I said the end result of this is not solution, but that people continually ignoring and disrespecting the holy name, which demands that people come to Yah to be taught. Men refusing to recognize the requirements of an oath unto him that is all that he is, as teacher. Men refusing to hearken to that word, my brothers and sisters. Do they really believe they can come to the Most High, not seeking the greater truth beyond what they think they know, not seeking to fully cooperate with divine reproof? Do they really think they can come abusing the holy name, making it an idol after which they ensnared others, or at least using what they think is the holy name, compel people to believe it is, or what believe it entails. So me and my brothers and sisters make an idol of the holy name, snaring people in the constraints of personal blindness, and expect in being obstacles against reverence for the greater truth to be favored. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the institutions of man that are unwilling to give consideration to so many precious truths that nations have striven against and schemed against for ages. Whoever will not hearken to the greater truth that will liberate the people from those who would keep those who keep all in darkness. Whoever will not hearken to the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, whoever will not hearken to the greater truths that will liberate men from those who depend upon the ignorance, the darkness, the blindness of the people to keep them in bondage, Wilbur Knight Hawkins, the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, is the only, that is the truth, that is the only door beyond all these worldly misconceits and divisions. Reprobate my, and reprobate in conjunct mindedness. Perhaps I need to explain that. But whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not hearken, discern how the word of the Most High is light upon light, precept upon precept, all things reinforced unto absolute conclusion. My brothers and sisters, those who refuse the reality, who embrace insanity, refusing to accept the reality, brothers and sisters, shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. I would have you, please, my brothers and sisters, to understand. Please to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures tell us that Messiah will come to bring peace to the nations. The very word peace means that by his spirit shall he declare a complete word, causing men to have to take in consideration so much truth that for a long time they have not. And the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, who reckons concerning all the sealing of all the law and all the prophets, all the testimony, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, the scripture says, has no light in them, meaning that they remain the children of darkness. They remain in bondage, those who hide the truth. What does the scripture say concerning this? My brothers and sisters, it says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet who brings the consideration of all things, they're cut off from among the people. What does it mean? Let us consider Deuteronomy 31. It shall come to pass that when all these things are coming upon thee, the blessing and the curse, and you talk about his people being cast off the land and bondage among the nations. It's going to pass when all these things come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have said before thee, and they shall call them to mind among the nations. Well, the Most High has driven thee. In other words, men begin to bring again to mind the things long forgotten, were scattered among nations and controlling bodies of knowledge who did not consider the truth worthy. He said it should come to pass. These things should begin to come to mind. Most High shall send Messiah for the bringing the remembrance of all these things. We need to consider this. The scripture says he will blot out the sins, prove the rulers foolish, for the rulers are sin who divide the people and in darkness. When he comes to blot out men's allegiance to such fallen standards, to remove them from their sins, to turn ungodliness from Jacob, like it says in Romans 11:25-27. When he comes to blot out their sins, the time of refreshing, when he blots out the sins, the times of tranquility, Acts 3:18-23, when that time comes. Who is it the scripture says to remember? Need to read Isaiah 44-45 and understand who he called a shepherd, who would regather the people, who would set Jerusalem upon a firm foundation, who would reveal those secreted things, precious truths that for a long time the powers of darkness sought to hide. Who is it? Scripture said that would bring forth peace, all recognizing one Most High from the rising sun to the west. That must be the Messiah. Who is it, my brothers and sisters? The scripture says, speaking of, when it says, specifically, glorify the name of the Lord Most High from the west to the rising of the sun. And the Savior should come to Zion to those who turn from transgression. How about all the divisiveness of man? The fallen stands the man among all the nations. Who is it speaking of? In Romans 11:25-27, relative to Isaiah 59:19-21, where the scripture says, henceforth shall my covenant remain in the mouth of your descendants, henceforth even forever. Who has it said that would be the one who would, blot out the sins of the people to bring forth tranquility? You find those scriptures in Isaiah 44:20-45:6. You'll find these same scriptures in Acts 3:18-23. You find these same scriptures in reference where the apostle Shaul at 1 Corinthians 3:18-4:5 speaks about him who comes to reveal the hidden things that rulers held in darkness, the precious truths that the rulers held in darkness, that when men consider these things again, then shall every man know how to praise Yah, believe me, while men only know how to praise according to or worship according to the fallen statuses of man, where the greater truths are always hid, men still praise and still are in bondage to those who hide. Brothers and sisters, the greater truth. He He says, when all these things are brought to mind, after you've been scattered among the nations, it is the bringing to mind of these things, my brothers and sisters, where the Most High is the one who writes his law upon the minds and hearts, leaving nothing lacking, that will make you again his people. He says, you return to the Most High at 3 and 2 Deuteronomy, and shall obey his voice according to all that is commanded. Yes, my brothers and sisters, from that time forward, thou and thy children and all thine heart with all thy soul. Remember he said, what are those things which he has revealed? That means that all that he's revealed, not only at that time, all that he had revealed before Moshe and all he's revealed since by his prophets. When he brings all these things to remembrance, thou and thy children with all thy heart and soul, then the Most High will turn you or bring you back from your captivity. And have compassion upon you and return and gather thee from all the nations where the Most High has scattered thee. And if any of thine be driven out to the uttermost parts of the earth, that's what it means here, from thence will the Most High gather thee, and thence will he fetch thee. Notice he just said before this, those of you, when you're scattered among all the nations, in Deuteronomy 31. I can only tell you that word for heaven there, Shemayim, sometimes relates to the very earth itself, even the wilderness among the nations, the place and wherein there is no water, there is no wisdom. The very terra firma upon which we live. Our brothers and sisters, after the rule of those who govern the people as rulers over the nations, sometimes that's related to the heaven. But my brothers and sisters, there is a place where the Most High dwells that is above all. But the scriptures also relate many times this time. The scriptures talk about the first, second, and third heaven. Earth, first heaven, terra firma. Second heaven, where the fowls of the earth dwell, the skies, the planets, moon, and the stars. There's a third heaven, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of. There's a dwelling place of the Most High himself. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters, it is this lesser standard after the mindset of those or the mindscape of those who keep the people mindless that must be overcome. We were talking about that earlier. A reprobate mind, my brothers and sisters, is one that remaining in conjunct in his reasoning, not taking all things into consideration, not holding steadfast to all things, not being disciplined, and believe me, my brothers and sisters, it takes diligence and practice to become disciplined, taught, fully well saturated in the knowledge of the truth. So much so that the scriptures say that those who will, those who are driven, those who are diligent, shall be those, my brothers and sisters, that the scripture says, we'll still be able to stand before the Son of Man who reproves all. Still be able to stand because the scripture says he's going to send the Son of Man indeed. Teach those things the world would not. Prophets are sent to see and to declare what others have not seen and would not speak. My brothers and sisters, when Messiah comes to declare those things the world has not heard, has not remembered for a very long time, the question remains, who will confirm that word? Who will be true to that word? The prophecies actually say, my brothers and sisters, that whoever will not hearken to the fullness of that word will be cut off, having no inheritance among the people. It is the infirmity, my brothers and sisters, of the mind, easily gullible, easily stabilized, not always considering all things, that quickly errs. The Most High declared, in fact, he told me directly, to know what is said and not know why it says and miss the point. The words of the Most High are very deep. We must ask the Most High for the understanding of the foundation of all things. Lest, taking the words out of context, my brothers and sisters, we lie against him. Blessed are they who realize that we only gain the kind of discretion necessary not to lie against the Most High by a gift that is from him. Again, my brothers and sisters, the time has come that if we are going to prepare to be delivered from the midst of all the insanity that we see. We must first accept the reverence of Yah begins with, wisdom begins with the reverence of Yah, knowing that Yah is not the author of all the confusion we see. Therefore, we must transcend all this confusion and know that there's a solution beyond this confusion if we are to be delivered. If we are to no longer compromise with the hypocrisies, the treacheries of those who would keep a world in blindness, unable to see the greater truth. For the Most High said, those who, my brothers and sisters, who begin to take all these things in consideration and petition with faith, knowing that there's a wisdom beyond the controversy, knowing that the diverse agendas and selfish ambitions of man will never bring about solution. They who wait for the coming of the one, the scripture said, unto whom all the peoples must gather. They who wait for the one who declares righteous beyond all the diverse partialities of man. The one who comes to expose all the wickedness, the lawlessness of the nations, the pretenses of all the pollutions of the nations. They who wait for him, the scripture said, will renew their strength. No longer dissuaded by the kings and the rulers of the earth. Kings, the priests, the rulers of the earth who have been partial in the law, therefore treacherous against the covenant. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, all the prophets have said, even though on some of the greatest secrets that is contained in the Bible, that the Messiah comes to reprove all the rulers. Wherever men have fallen short of the mark, blessed are they who seek with fervor that discipline, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings. How about the whole word? It brings forth peace, the gospel of peace to the meek. Those who are prideful and just about maintaining debate to keep people in bondage to their very partial perspectives are each and every single one of them, my brothers and sisters, advertent or not, still counted adversaries for the Most High. Did you not understand what I was just saying, my brothers and sisters? It is the obligation of everyone who will be called a child of Israel. The obligation of everyone who will be a partaker in the paradise that is to come. It's the obligation of all those who will be called the children of light. That we must give consideration to all things. Even those things, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said in the last days will be called again to mind that for so many ages the world has forgotten. Isaiah 41 speaks about truth, my brothers and sisters, that you would warn in advance, your rulers would not tell. Men have been so encumbered and blinded by so many diverse standards that men have called righteous, that when righteousness appears, the scripture said in advance, men would not discern it. The scripture says Messiah comes, and the scripture says concerning him that he does not come by ordinary observation. The scriptures talks about how he appears. Well, let me quite tell you quite frankly, this society we live in not only does not discern oftentimes the signs of Messiah's appearance, but is not even taught, my brothers and sisters, if men are just listening to their rulers, discern how indeed he shall appear. I hear people talking about the idea about you come and they'll crack the sky. Lie. My brothers and sisters, what do you think the scriptures mean when the scripture says, he will come saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations, the Most High is calling from the womb and from the body of my mothers. He made mention of my name to bring Israel back to him. And Isaiah 49:10 talks about the one who he will bring back his people, and the sword for he shall not smite them. He will wipe away all tears from up all eyes. Compare that to Revelation 7. How about Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:17? And understand that is latter-day prophecy. And who is that one called the angel from the rising sun who has the confirming seal that is the fullness of the testimony of the Most High that will decide who it is? That all might know who it is that serves Yah and those who serve him not, because Yah is all that he is. I say it to you again. These scriptures related to an obligation part of all who be called Israel, who will be the light of the world, that they must remember. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there is a very, very pivotal truth. Very important truth. That no one, I repeat, no living soul is complete without brothers and sisters. The prophecies speak, for instance, of what I call the gospel of Shiloh, the expectation of the one under whom all must gather, that will prove foolish the wisdom of all, that it will be discerned who is humble enough before Yah to receive the truth that they might have life. Scriptures speak about, my brothers and sisters, what I call the secret city prophecies. And the scriptures do tell you of a city from which Messiah shall emerge after having rebuked all the confusion of the whole world from this one place, because that city is a mirror of all the world's contentions. Roger prophecies, well, quite frankly, those who call themselves prophets not tell you this. Think about it. The book of Ephesians talks about those who call themselves prophets and apostles, but they must all be for the working and the perfecting of the saints. Hey, how about the remembrance of all things, even unto the full measure and stature of Messiah himself? Read Ephesians 4, 1 through 12 and understand. They say we must not be alienated from these things in our minds. Our minds not considered these things as are other nations. If we have received the word of the gospel from the from above that reveals the exceeding light beyond all the veils and coverings of darkness that have been established by the rulers after the constraints and mindscapes of those who were declared to the people that there is no rule greater than theirs, therefore to keep the people in bondage. But brothers and sisters, it is an obligation on our part to see beyond all these shallow-minded mindscapes in the seekitude for the truth of the scriptures. Yes, the seekitude for the truth of the scriptures that was prophesied in advance the rulers will not tell. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will be wise enough to do this? Who is it when they hear about the secret city prophecies, though the rulers do not speak of it? Isaiah 24 through the 27th chapter, particularly 10th through the 16th verse. 25th, 1 through 3 through the 10th verse. 26, 7 through 13. Talking about the upright one, the righteous one who must come to establish indeed what is righteousness again in the hearts of all his people. That men no longer swear allegiance, call upon the holy name after the ideas of another. Scripture says there will be no atonement for the people until all the institutions of man that have hid the truth become like chalk stones. What happens to a chalk stone, my brothers and sisters, when it hits the ground? Think about a piece of chalk. To all these institutions that have hid the truth and kept his people in bondage are no more. Well, the book of Ephesians, as I said to you before, my brothers and sisters, tell us that though many call themselves prophets, because they have not sought to teach all things. Brothers and sisters, the Most High is about to take back his holy name from all those who have abused it. Like I said, shall men abuse the holy name, declare lesser standards, keep men in bondage, and expect to be favored for so doing? I'll give you consideration, my brothers and sisters. I ask that you give consideration what's really written in the book of Ephesians concerning this. It can be applied in principle to such scriptures where we understand. Those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis, you know that I've spoken about how Micaiah 4th, 5th, 7th chapter. How about 15th chapter? All these scriptures are actually, in so many ways, if you read Luke, say for instance, around the 6th, you'll find that all these things should have been said together. The rulers found some reason to take them and divide them. Well, I want you to think about it. It is called a false prophet, one who does not declare the fullness of a holy word. Did you hear me? It's called a false prophet who does not declare the fullness of a holy word. He said, watch out for false prophets. They teach a fallen doctrine, not fullness of what is expected. They cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to do, preach, teach, preserve the fullness. What is the requirement? The will of the Father. And it says, not everyone who cries out, Lord, Lord, enters the kingdom of Yah. Not everyone who cries out, Lord, Lord, seeks the fullness of his will. They might be true to his kingdom. Not everyone who cries out, Lord, Lord, enters the kingdom of Yah, but he who does the will of the Father. How about seek to perform the fullness of his will? He says, there are many, my brothers and sisters, who will be found from a faulty foundation, because it's those who hear the word and comprehend that they do it with the right understanding, that have a foundation that will stand when his word, like an overflowing torrent, shall test the metal, the nature, the stability of all things. Scriptures talk about the idea of our Messiah said, what in Matthew 5? It says, your righteousness must exceed that of all those contentious rulers who divide his people against his perfect will, establishing a multitude of contentious contradictions, fallen allegiances, plotting the people who would be the people of the Most High under darkness, contentions of men, rather than the wisdom and the sovereignty of one. You say your rights must exceed all these contentious rulers who deny the law and the prophets in some way, form, or fashion. You must seek all them that is a right command and understanding of all that's contained in the law and the prophets. You say thou shalt not be into the kingdom of Yah, not discerning the kingdom conscience, and contentions after partiality. You say you should not enter the kingdom of Yah. What are those who debate, my brothers and sisters, and seek continual debate because they won't consider all things and won't realize in humility there's a need to seek much more than what they know? My brothers and sisters, if any man knows anything, he should know that he does not know it at all as he ought to know it. Faith, my brothers and sisters, means that we understand that Yah does not lie, that he performs all that he has promised. We have to understand then, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says your rights must see your contentions of your rulers, discerning fully all that is contained in the law and the prophets and the fullness of his understanding, said, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. In other words, you're victimized, deceived by those who compel you to believe that you're wise in false pride and hasty conclusion. You fall victim to them and say you should not enter the kingdom of Yah. That's a false prophet. It causes men to be partakers and those who lie to the masses, making men liars against men. Nobody learns how not to offend the Most High, how not to lie, how not to rob the people, how not to murder with a false word, but as a gift from Yah. Hear me when I say this to you, my brothers and sisters. Hear me and understand. Scripture says many will come in that day and say, but did we not in your name prophesy, preach? Your name cast out devils. How about obstacles against discerning the truth? My brothers and sisters, they were obstacles. They teach so many different misrepresentations or representations that men call righteous, that people don't know what right is. That's an obstacle. So then when I, in your name, preach, and after his authority, preach. When men call upon a name they think is holy, and they don't preach fully according to the truth of the word, who have they represented? Who have they represented? Have they exalted the authority of the Most High, or have they been a burden against the authority of his name, his title, the awareness that must be associated with his name? He said, many will come in his name saying, did we not in your name do many wonderful works, inspired works? And the scripture said, Messiah will come to them saying, keep away from me, get away from me, you whose works were iniquity, injustice, uncleanness. You didn't learn that from me. Think about it. When Messiah comes to declare righteousness, giving consideration of all things, shall any man deny that fullness of perception, that fullness that would bring forth peace? Shall any man deny what is necessary to attain the confirming seal of him who already is confirmed? Shall any man deny his word and expect to yet, my brothers and sisters, be favored? I say, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to think again. There's so much the world has not considered. For so many, my brothers and sisters, have been snared by what they think is the Holy Name, not given consideration of his principles. Snared by what they think is the Holy Name, not given consideration of his principles. Many call upon names. They think of the name of the Most High, names like Jehovah. Some say the name Yahweh, some say Yahuwah. I can only tell you, brothers and sisters, much is told to us, and we realize that what is given is a tetragrammaton. It's a four-letter extraction, meaning that what you have is a four-letter extraction that does not contain all the consonants, does not contain. Definitely, also often, my brothers and sisters, Hebrew was written, definitely written without vowels. If it doesn't contain all the consonants and we don't have the vowels, how are people so sure that what they derive from a four-letter extraction using principally four consonants is the whole name. There's a principle, my brothers and sisters, must be restored. There's a principle, my brothers and sisters, must be restored. Knowing that Yah is all that he is. That Yah was Yah is Yah. The scripture says such things in the beginning, the word was with Yah, the word was Yah. It relates what is godly of him, what is true to him. And my brothers and sisters, no man has the power to create a savior. No man has the power to raise conscience under that which the Most High has pleased, but Yah himself. Blessed are they who realize that it is a great sin to make an idol of the holy name by intermingling or associating the holy name with the impure and imperfect standards of men who refuse in all things to be disciplined. If the priest sitting upon the mercy seat on the Day of Atonement did such a thing, prideful, not open in heart, to be teachable, disciplined, refined according to the greater truth that the Spirit would reveal in teaching all things, bringing all things to remembrance, reproving all sin. The priest, my brothers and sisters, that petition for forgiveness that can only come, atonement that can only come with the raising of conscience. If he didn't have his heart fully given for that, he was slain right there. One of those, my brothers and sisters, petition the Most High, but seek only to be sanctioned according to their own unrighteousness. And this is exactly what so many have fallen to do. Think about it. If men are subject to seminary trained, they say, pastors who take a generic degree that gives them license to preside over congregations, and the institution they got these degrees from have no desire for the remembrance of all things, people being blinded by what they see. Well, let me see if I can explain what I mean. You got 45,000 denominations, 280 nations. Most don't even realize they need to remember all things, because guess what? If men would remember all things in period of completion, would offer one choice. But people see 45,000 denominations and 280 nations. They see no need for the remembrance of all things. They believe the Most High will accept whatever it is that they choose to remember. And their partialities and the multitude of their contentions, that can never give glory unto the name of him who that is one. So many feel no need to remember all things, to transcend all these controversies that could never be faith. All these countermanding doctrines could never be faith and were never the gift of Yah. So many have not discerned the need to transcend them all. The Most High told me directly. If I could believe, he said, that all these contradictions we see among men, countermanding ideals that we see among men, if I could believe that they were a work of his spirit, I could not be a disciple unto him. Because the one who chooses to believe a multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, will never come to absolution. And there's no need to teach such a one who does not seek, knowing faithfully, that man's perseverance in the midst of a world of provocations. For those who do not realize that their perseverance in the Most High must bring forth a perfect, pure work. Even absolution, the knowledge of absolution, as only Yah can reveal. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says, those who will not recognize this truth, let them not think they can receive or will receive anything from the Most High, meaning they are not partakers in the inheritance that comes to those, my brothers and sisters, willing to humble themselves and allow the Most High to reveal to them that they must give consideration to all things they have not considered. I say, woe to the soul, my brothers and sisters, that refuse to accept the truth or see the truth or consider the truth simply because it did not come to their minds first. My brothers and sisters, blessed are they who know to seek the Most High that in the midst of controversy that seem without solution, they know that Yah has the answers for those who are willing to hear it. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is the duty of every Israelite that he must remember the gospel of Shiloh, must remember the expectation of him who has to come to reprove all the error, the short-sightedness of man, that all must come to him. All must gather unto him, beyond all the pretenses and all the intrusions, the principalities and powers will keep men in darkness. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the principalities and rulers of the world know that their autonomy over you, their authority over you, depends on your remaining in darkness. But how else could they keep you in bondage? Scripture says the Messiah, when he appears, he will reveal the exceeding light. All men shall come to him. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who have this expectation that they are found true to the fact that an oath unto the kingdom of the Most High is a priority above all things. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, would blaspheme, insult the authority of the Most High, being granted the opportunity and the access to perceive all things, they refuse to speak the exceeding word, and would still yet seek to sanction and flatter men after less. The scripture said, if a man sin in this manner willfully, there's no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin. Messiah said, if I do not go, the comforter will not come. He gave his life that men might be restored unto the knowledge of the truth, but the world has not chosen to preserve. He said that if any man sin willfully, how about turn from the knowledge of the truth, turn back from the truth, or does not uphold the truth, as receiving the gift of Yah, the knowledge of the truth, granting access unto attainment. He says no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin, no atonement, no chance for his atonement. He is blasphemed, insulted the spirit of grace, the testimony that he is received only by the favor of the Most High as a gift from the Most High. Scripture says it's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of an angry Yah. He please understand, my brothers, this is what it means. We must, being called by the Most High, seek the type of spiritual strength to be constantly directed upon the path that we might mature and be made full in all things whole unto him. But men have made an idol unto the whole, of the holy name. Think about it. Many use certain titles like Yahweh and Yahuwah and Jehovah, but are they all agree because they use a name? Brothers and sisters, I would tell you, it's far wiser than man seek to learn principle. I said the principle of the Most High, because the scripture says he overcomes, who realize they have to transcend all these diverse ideals of men. He says to them he will reveal his name, which no man knows except he will receive it. He will give him his new name, his name that they have not considered. And then shall every man in that day, my brothers and sisters, know how to praise Yah. He said, my brothers and sisters, please understand the reality, what these scriptures are saying. And the scripture says Messiah comes as one who is called by the name of the Most High. It says in Isaiah 49, relative to Isaiah 50:10-11, the scripture said this one could be concealed. How could he be concealed if everyone had that name? If it was a name that everyone knew. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, not everyone who calls upon a particular name has agreed. And there's a mitzvah, a mutual mitzvah, a mutual command that all must be revered by all who are called by the holy name, else they shall not be sealed and confirmed, stable and true unto him. What the scripture said, he will shake everything by his word, to only that which cannot be shaken, that which is steadfast remain. For his kingdom will not be established upon the hearts of the gullible. But those who, my brothers and sisters, who in consideration of all things have the word so heavily saturated in their minds that when a statement or a command is given them, because they understand the context and the purpose of Yah, they will not be dissuaded to bring about that which does not appease. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, if I asked for a P and somebody had a letter written and wrote a note, and it says a P and they could make out a P and a letter in the middle they couldn't quite make out, and it's the last letter N. Somebody want to bring me a stick pen, somebody want to bring me a writing instrument. Somebody want to tell me a joke. Except because they didn't know that I was out to cook. And I needed a pen, not a pun, not a P-E-N, not a P-I-N. If somebody brought me a pen, yes, I could cook. They bring me a stick pen or a writing instrument or tell me a joke. And I need to cook in order to eat. Well, the ones who did not understand that I had already told them that I want to eat at a certain time, those who did not consider what I told them as an environment in which my words and commands must be given consideration, are they, my brothers and sisters, who will not be considered faithful servants. The scripture says, he who considers the command of his master is considerate of his master. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has already told us that everything the prophets say is not necessarily contained in his own book. At least that's what's written in Aramaic. Scripture says we must be diligent that the till the morning star become a reality in our heart. Till the light of truth that exposes all the darkness become a reality in our heart. Till we become steadfast and firm in the Holy Word. Because the scripture says what? He overcomes all the nations. He said he'd give authority over the nations. He said he would give them the morning star. He'd give them the discipline from the Most High that does not waver. He would give them a light to cast out all the darkness. He would give them a light, my brothers and sisters, the whole world had sought to obscure. Remember, the rulers of this earth kind of depend upon men remaining in darkness. I said the rulers of this world depend upon men remaining in darkness, and they keep the people in bondage. Who will understand the truth? It says, now is the time to hear it. Hear, my brothers and sisters, as I said to you before, it is a responsibility for the children of Israel to remember all things. Whoever will seek to maintain institutionality, worldly institutionality, keep people reprobate. What I mean by that? Scripture says we must all examine ourselves to see if we all have the same faith. How about the same love of the truth beyond all worldly controversy and double-mindedness? Hey, pursuing a truth beyond all the selfish ambitions of men, whereby men have not been willing to cooperate, agree, and trust. Scripture said, my brothers and sisters, that wherever it is, men are not willing to remember all these things. They shall have no inheritance in the kingdom of Yah. Who shall understand it? We must become a people, my brothers and sisters, far more stable. Far more stable in the knowledge of the truth. Men have been prideful, my brothers and sisters, for a very long time after perceptions which cannot bring forth life. Messiah declares the truth, my brothers and sisters. The foundation of truth upon which all life, all creation stands. Who will prove to have had the type of diligence, perspicacity, steadfastness, if you will, to be found worthy as a disciple, one was a ready student of a ready mind, ready to hear Yah. Mindfulness versus mindlessness. What is a mind, my brother and sister, but that which minds, remembers. It does not need to be so readily oftentimes reminded. Having restored to mind, restored to consideration, the truth, because that truth is the very foundation upon which all perspectives gathered are founded. It's time we understand the real. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, far too many blinded by what they see are perplexed in this world, duped in this world, not to realize the obligation of an Israelite. The scripture talks about not under the law but under grace. What did the rulers call the law? When they command your allegiance to their pluralist system, they also demand that you sanction all the inconsistencies that they, in their hypocrisy as politicians, also uphold. By the grace of Yah, the people of Yah are commanded to remember all things unto a sense of absolution. my brothers and sisters. So by the grace of Yah, whereby he reveals an absolute that must be preserved if we love him, if our allegiance is unto him, we are liberated from those who command men's allegiance to the pluralities that can never set them free. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they who awaken to the truth. Blessed are they who will open their minds to understand what is the obligation of an Israelite. People who are to be the light of the world. Let us consider that light does not deny light. Truth does not deny truth. If I were to speak to you concerning such things, articles you find on my website like hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation, the things the early church knew concerning the Messiah, even things that would reveal that this is not the what we see now soon to appear before men is not the second coming of the Messiah, but actually the third. And those who did not understand what the Messiah meant when he said he's the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, concerning the one who must appear, that Israel might yet be delivered from all contentions. Those who have not had that faith and that expectation, my brothers and sisters, if your rulers didn't teach that to you, they lied to you because they taught you a scenario that is not true to the gospel. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, if they hid this truth, these truths from you, they not only made you a liar, unable to know how not to offend the Most High, but they never taught you what is necessary to please him. And the scripture says the secret things have been, so many truths, precious truths have been hidden by the rulers. The men have not praised Yah, but praised those who kept people in darkness, who compromised after a carnal mind, who compromised our brothers and sisters after what I say again, is a reprobate mind that preserves divisions, preserves short-sightedness, preserves the hatefulness that is in the hearts of those who desire that a lesser standard be found acceptable before the Most High. We must realize an oath unto the Holy Name is an oath unto all the Most High to clear anything less that we consider an obligation for us who will be sealed and confirmed that it is in his name. Any desire that anything less be called acceptable, my brothers and sisters, is antipathy, hatred against Yah, and does not bring what is pleasing as an offering to his heart, after his heart. The duty of an Israelite, my brothers and sisters, is to show the world what is the love of Yah. And I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, Israel is not saved, not delivered. So because we see so many that if you were to talk about those truths that they have long forgotten or chosen to ignore, hey, many of them don't even want to talk about it. You call out the scripture they should consider because they have not considered or they've been compelled to believe it's already come to pass when obviously it has not. All those my brothers and sisters who keep you from knowing these things, the scripture says latter-day prophecy that men fall back after forgetfulness no more. All those who would keep those truths from you, my brothers and sisters, like I said, they not only lie to you, but they make you liars. They not only robbed you, but they make you a robber because your example, my brothers and sisters, is not one that reveals the light that set men free, but only sanctions, my brothers and sisters, the fallen standards of those who would keep men in darkness as an avocation. That they keep bondage over people to continually exploit them. The grace of Yah that it revealed the truth will set men free is no longer be exploited by those who hide the truth, but whom, my brothers and sisters, will hearken to one who declares righteousness after so many false ideas of false righteousness have been used to exploit and destroy so many. My brothers and sisters, they say dead men tell no tales. Well, many not discerning that many are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. Intend to love those controversies established by their rulers. They keep people lacking knowledge. It's time we understand far better, my brothers and sisters. It's time that we hearken to Yah and ask him for those truths that the saints knew in advance that our people will fall away from in an age where they've been scattered in diaspora among the nations. Like I said, there's no 45,000 saviors in the world. Some people say 45,000 Jesuses. Well, let me tell you something. If nobody creates a savior, no one creates a soul made whole. But yeah. Scripture says Messiah must come to us to a world. The Most High looked and saw none righteous, none complete. That he might restore righteousness. Because the truth of the matter. So all those truths that the world has forgotten and ignored after the allegiance of this world, all those truths the world has forgotten, ignored, and denied must be brought to remembrance, else there is none righteous. No, not one. Scripture speaks of Messiah that will come forth and say, morning by morning has the Most High caused my ear to hear the teaching that I should know how to declare a word to the weary, to the forgetful. Those have been gullible to forget the truth, not to seek the truth. They finally may find it if they seek, believing him. It says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who believes in him might not perish. He did not say that men would find life trusting in those who deny the truth, but trusting in him who would reveal again the full gamut of what is expressed in all the law and the prophets, who will understand it in this time, who will hearken in this time, this precious time. Like I said, there's no 45,000 saviors. The savior brings men to what is whole, and there's no 45,000 completions except before Yah. There's no 45,000, my brothers and sisters, righteousnesses before Yah. There's no 45,000 holinesses before Yah. There is only one. So blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who seek that righteous one. The Most High said he would sin, and he saw none righteous, no, not one. The men might discern beyond the hypocrites who devour the people like bread, who teach them only to do evil, who sedate the people that they don't discern how much more they need to seek Yah. Please read Psalm 14 and 53 and understand. The scripture says the Most High is going to scatter the bones of hypocrites, misrepresentatives, and all are misrepresentatives, my brothers and sisters, till they discern they need to seek so much more than what is common after the misrule of man. Like I say, many say they know the holy name, but how many, my brothers and sisters, know how to be true to it? Most High says you should not take his name in vain, but that's all men do until they know how not to offend. All men know how to do is declare their imaginations till they've heard not only what the Most High said, but why it is said, as a reference point from him. Until all these things are restored, men praise lesser gods, and he says, you should have no other God before me. Men worship the idols of their own manufacture after their own thoughts, until Most High disciplines the mind not to be so rampant and ruthless and disrespectfully blasphemous and rampant misimagination. Most High, my brothers and sisters, has declared we must seek beyond. Must ask the Most High for the fast to see through his eyes what most do not see. When the Most High declares watchmen because they see what others do not see, to declare what others will not declare. But my brothers and sisters, the watchmen, those who see, are obligated in the Shema to declare, to hear, to declare. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to obey. But the Most High declares the righteous example is the light of the world. This is the Shema. This is the covenant that all Israel might be one, even having a love for him who is one, who is not destabilized after misconceits, nor who is never, my brothers and sisters, him who, after the misconceits of men, who is covenant, whose standard is irrevocable from the beginning. Like I said, all that's necessary for a man to be in bondage is for him to remain subject to one of those institutions of man that would hide the truth that is from the beginning, so to keep men in darkness. Blessed are they who, hearing him whose word is from the beginning, who comes forth saying from the beginning, from the creation, there am I to show you the way that you should go, that your peace should be as a river, your righteousness the way of the sea. That if only if you'd kept and preserved these words, he said in Isaiah 48, your descendants would not have been destroyed from before him. Remember what then has been the obligation of all Israel, Messiah will declare, and always was, that only the preservation of the truth is a covenant. There's a reason why Messiah said, he who seeks to save his life shall lose it. Who will lose it for the sake of my gospel shall gain to life eternal. He said there were some here who will not taste death till they see the Son of Man come in his glory, in his kingdom. It was considered, my brothers and sisters, that one would lose his life, lose his very soul, his opportunity to walk upon the land in a body that can inherit the earth. He would lose that opportunity if my brothers and sisters, he turned away from the hope of the gospel of the kingdom that is not of this diverse wilderness of the rebellion of man. So Yah desired that men know his name only to profane it after their own vanities and expect to be favored by what vexes him. My brothers and sisters, it is written that the holy name and his faithful representation is revealed to whom Yah wills and whom Yah finds worthy. How many, when granted the opportunity to access to the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, choose to turn back because they would seek the esteem of men? Shall they be found worthy of the holy name? I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's one who comes who will decide who will be confirmed true to Yah and who will not. Israel had rites of passage to claim who was confirmed worthy to be called a citizen of Israel. My brothers and sisters, scripture says in the latter days, the Messiah himself who will carry that seal of confirmation. So men decide the prophecies concerning the one the Most High said he would raise up from among the people to do just this, and still expect is to receive the seal of confirmation. Brothers and sisters, whom Messiah said that he is, when he said among the churches, must be testified that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, would remain subject to institutions that will not seek to understand the full comprehension of that meaning, brothers and sisters, they're not churches at all. Read Revelation 22:16 and understand what it means when it talks about him who declares is he who will do the commands of Yah, that shall partake of the tree of life. If you add anything, you take add damnation to your soul. Take away anything, or brother says, you take away your opportunity at eternal life. Scripture when he says the wooden offspring of David and the bright morning star, it talks about one who will give discipline to the world, my brothers and sisters, according to an absolute. Who will reprove all the unrighteous of all the rulers. And my brother and sister, when scripture said, be watchful, you might prepare and be able to stand before the Son of Man. He didn't say be watchful, my brothers and sisters, concerning the testimony of the rulers, but seek Yah. Because, my brothers and sisters, the Son of Man comes to prove them all who have hid these things from you. And like I said before, if they hid these things from you, my brothers and sisters, they lied to you. It's just that sin. It's that same, that simple. And what I said about Messiah, I will say to many, he said, do we not in your name cast out devils, your name preach, in your name do many wonderful works. He was talking about people, my brothers and sisters, who declared what people thought was the name, presumed was the name, but never seeking principle. How would you like to have your name profaned and slandered constantly, my brothers and sisters, by everyone who says they love you? My brothers and sisters, did they love him? Man proves the love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, only when he hears from Yah and walks after the truth that Yah himself revealed. I know for a fact the Most High can reveal so many things that are contained in the book beyond what is apparent surface written meaning to those who are willing to hear. And he can reveal and show the veracity of what he reveals. Again, the book. The question, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High would do such a thing, how many are willing to hear it? There's a lot of things you'll find on my website at hiddengospel.com. Yes, indeed. The Most High showed me in dreams and visions before I had a chance to ever read them. I thank the Most High for the understanding of these things that I might help. I consider it an honor to be able to help my people to discern what is honorable before Yah. People say that the Spirit of Yah, the Most High, will magnify the law and make it honorable. It didn't say you put it aside. Remember that the law of this world declares the preservation of many corruptions, which the Most High must despise because no plurality is true to him. The scripture says, not under the law but under grace, means not under the authority of the man who command allegiance to contradiction. but by grace, when the Most High declares the standards under absolution, it will be a healing to mankind. Shall man be favored by preserving those things that preserve contention, debate and doubt, division, sin, allegiance to fallen standards and treacherous men among the nations? My brothers and sisters, it's time to understand far better. It's time to realize the truth. I heard some people talking about the idea about they can't believe so many good people, they say, won't find themselves in heaven. Who is to decide what is good or what is complete? Should a man deny the Most High on even one point and live? Scripture says, you break even one law, you're guilty as to the whole law, because you defied him who commanded it. The law is the remembrance of all things, because man choosing to uphold only pieces and parts of that word is no covenant, no point of reference, no point of reverence at all. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. Reverence for Yah begins. Wisdom begins with reverence for Yah, knowing that the reference point in revering Yah is not according to any of the contradictions of man. Will the Most High reveal his name to those who would defile it? No, my brothers and sisters. If the Most High revealed to you his name, would you seek to understand all that is necessary to be true to it? That's the question. Would you represent him according to all that his name entails? That is the question. I remember an angel once was asked, what is his name? And the angel's response was, why do you ask my name, seeing that it is wonderful? It requires inspiration from the Most High and diligence in the Most High to comprehend and not to misrepresent it. Some texts say, and the angels ask the name, and say, why do you ask my name, seeing it is secret? In other words, it is hidden from the carnal mind, but revealed, my brothers and sisters, on the most diligent soul, that the name, the holy name, might not be defiled, might not be polluted, might not be misrepresented, and men might uphold it in righteousness. How would you like to be called, your name to be called, in association with everything that you despise? Please, my brothers and sisters, Most High says he shall not count blameless the man who takes his name and swears by his name in vain or in association with any of the common minded ideals of man. Meaning that if we call upon his name, we must be taught by him. Question I ask, my brothers and sisters, how many who have called upon the name of the Most High after his allegiance to the constraints of men will finally see the light, you know, they must transcend the darkness and all those who have hid that light from them? And how many will esteem men to perish in the darkness? It says 2/3 of humanity is going to perish because of the pride of men, but a third should come back refined. How about discipline? And they should say the Most High is the only conscience and the only salvation. Read Zechariah 13 and understand. Read Zephaniah 3:13, says, the women of Israel speak no lies, do no iniquity. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, how the inspiration is required, and discern that only by the mercy of Yah is any soul made whole. Holy name, my brothers and sisters, which will bring atonement to the people, and men will partner all the principles with which it is associated. What the Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them in everything he has declared in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How about the authority of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? How about the principles of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? That as these are one, so must the people also be one. Call upon that name and not seek the fullness of these principles, my brothers and sisters. It's curses, it's divisions, it's self-destruction and annihilation. Not only of self, but brothers and sisters, but all would remain under such constraints. Shall men believe that an unjust is suppressing the truth? They should gain favor rather than wrath. Read Ephesians 2 and understand. It's time we all do. It's time we all understand, brothers and sisters, what it means to love and praise Yah, true to his name, to call upon his name, to declare his principles, that he is the only Savior in times of trouble. In other words, when we see contentions among men, he told me, the Most High has told me directly, say, whenever man is subject to a conscience, an injustice less than his conscience, it is trouble. It is unrighteousness. It's tribulation. Get the word tribulation and trouble and understand. Damn men called upon the Most High while scattered among those who resist the truth. And expect, my brothers and sisters, to be delivered while they uphold the conflicting contentions of man. Most High desires his people declare, even seek the remembrance of all that his name entails, that they might be made whole, that the Most High might find reason in the pursuit of this truth to preserve the soul. Most High says that only those who will be sealed, confirmed, true to all his word, will be preserved in the times of great distress and tribulation upon all nations that is soon to come. For the tribulation and the animosity they have shown against the covenant commands of his people. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will hear the words and discern the words they hear tonight, who will examine the words with diligence, with the scriptures that I've related, search out the Most High, not only to know what is said, but why it's said. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who have diligence to understand what the scriptures mean in 1 Corinthians 8. That if any man knows anything, he knows it not as he ought to know it. But there's the greatest truth, benefit still to be restored, remembered, sustained. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that, again, is the obligation of every Israelite. And one who will be called the son of Israel, the son of the Most High, the son of Abraham, to remember and seek perfectly the fullness of all that is divine will. Because so many of my brothers and sisters have not sought this foundation. And without it, my brothers and sisters, men have not been able to reason together. And that, my brothers and sisters, is distinctly beastly, even Gentile. The very word for Gentile means unreasoning animal. Those who do not reason according to the fullness of what how the Most High defined man. Who do not reason together. Beastly, brutish, do not see just how deep and intensely rooted and firm and confirm are the precepts of that is all the word and the thoughts of the Most High. That those who prefer the men not to consider very deeply the statements they hear from men, as they discern the underpinnings of the words they have heard, are unstable. So much to talk about, my brothers and sisters. Continue to speak about. At last, our people shall be free. As I said before, the Most High told me that I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy. Please examine my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies. The Gospel of Shiloh. Great Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD. Articles like Remember the Promise. Order the Shepherds. Articles like Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Addiction. I promise there are principles there that Scripture said in advance the rulers would not speak. Shall men, then, my brothers and sisters, continue to trust in rulers who keep men in darkness and expect to be called the children of light, even the light of the world? Say, must succeed that of those, my brothers and sisters, who deny the law and the prophets, can take reading intentions among my people. As he said, should not enter the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of Yah. The kingdom that is a reward, even the paradise Moses promised, and the day that he makes all things new. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This has been Eddie Miaf, Covenant Remembrance Ministry. Shabbat shalom to you. I pray that many of you will examine what you heard tonight in this show as a Sabbath lesson. Shabbat shalom to you all as we prepare for the coming feast of the Most High at the time of Passover. Let us, my brothers and sisters, partake of wisdom that we honor in our hearts, believe in our hearts, come to believe, my brothers and sisters, that which compelled us to render so much more knowledge and the righteousness of him, that we have an offering. And we do not come to the Most High empty-handed. We have a heart filled with the knowledge of the truth, saturated in the knowledge of the truth. We make ourselves indeed a living sacrifice, a diligent heart, ready mind, wholly acceptable unto Yah. For the time of his praise, that he has declared we all must revere, and holiness will soon come upon us. Let's prepare, my brothers and sisters, to escape this Egypt of confusion. The time draws near to go home. Blessed are they who will discern to follow the shepherd, who will establish Jerusalem upon a firm foundation. That in response to the Most High, when we indeed make all the crooked places straight, to show the straight path beyond all the misdirection of those who keep the people blinded and indiscriminate in the desert, in the wilderness, where it is so easy, my brothers and sisters, for the indiscriminate soul, not knowing the way of light, the way of peace, the way of the gospel, the way of Yah, to so easily be misled and lost. I've given the keys, my brothers and sisters, and the Father knows I have. I've given the keys for the beginning of wisdom for those who would hear them. These truths, as I told you before, are in so many articles on my website. Things that I've said on a regular basis concerning those truths, the scripture said in advance, your rules will not tell. It's over 3 years now. Of archives almost nightly. The last 3 years revealing the hidden truth. I don't call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed for nothing, because indeed it reveals the truth of the gospel, the truth of the kingdom, that the kingdom of the earth would never tell. Most High calls prophets to speak what others would not. Don't call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed without a reason. For the words I speak, all gospel contained in the scriptures, just your rulers haven't told you. And I say again, if your rulers haven't told you these things, they lied to you because they taught you something else. Not an arrogant word, just facts. I do back them up. So we speak again, my brothers and sisters. This has been Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, seeking to perform the task Most High has told me, because he told me I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide and not pervert, silence, and destroy. It's time to be liberated from the bondage. So I said to his disciples, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth that is not of this divided world, my brothers and sisters, the truth of this world chooses to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. But the truth the world needs to be set free. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters? I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. To his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Shalom. May there be peace restored to the minds and hearts of all his people. They keep the Shabbat holy unto him. Hallelujah. So we must all honor Yah as one. And we've only kept the Shabbat holy, and we all speak the same thing.